So, Roger, you're coming to the United States on this big book tour. There has been a Quest Extinction Rebellion, certainly here in both in Troy and in New York City. In fact, personally, I've been arrested in both places with the Extinction Rebellion event. How well do you think we're doing so far here in the United States with Extinction Rebellion?
Not that great, if you want my honest opinion. I mean, one of the other reasons I'm coming to the States is really to sell the message of mass mobilization and what that specifically means. And this brings back to the point I said before, which is the task that we're presented with requires us to engage in a lot of self-questioning about what it means to be part of a social movement and what it means to connect with our fellow citizens. And the reason why it's really taken off in the UK is that we've basically broken out of the progressive political space. And what I mean by that is going to talk to normal people, you know, small business people, farmers, young mums, you know, people that never really think about politics and probably haven't even heard of sort of a lot of green issues. And when you tell them, you know, these people, that basically their family is at threat and their community is at threat, then they mobilize because of a threat to these universal concerns. And the big challenge, as I see it, is for Extinction Rebellion around the world to actually follow what we're sort of calling scientific mobilization, which means to go out and talk to normal people, do Heading for Extinction talks, set up groups with people that you wouldn't normally associate with, but come together because there's something bigger than our individual cultures. I'll be describing more of that when I talk to you guys when we meet.
You know, is there, do you think, any differences in the culture between, say, England, which I actually lived many, many years ago for a year, and the United States in terms of the willingness of, say, average people to listen and engage to these type of discussions? Or is England more civilized than the United States?
Well, the funny thing is Extinction Rebellion is almost entirely inspired by the United States. So it's a little bit disappointing that it hasn't really taken off as it should have done. But, you know, there's plans for a big mobilization around a new mobilization called Extinction Rebellion America, which you might want to check out. But yeah, I think lots of people, we all know this if you've been in activism a long time, you know, everyone's got great excuses for why things aren't really happening and things won't work, because it's quite easy to criticize and obviously give excuses for not doing anything. But the fact of the matter is, like, when you're dealing with something of a universal emotional horror as a climate emergency, cultural and political differences start to break down. And that's the potential for having mass mobilization in, you know, for the sake of wrong and all around the Western world. And the other thing is there's a fairly universal dynamics to nonviolence. You know, a lot of people say, well, nonviolence wouldn't work here. You know, the police are like this or the culture's like that. But the fact of the matter is nonviolent struggle has happened in many, many different circumstances. And the reason for that is because it appeals to the most basic of human emotions. And that's that when you see people sacrificing themselves, their own liberty, and putting themselves in harm's way for a moral cause, then you instinctively feel some sympathy for them, even if you don't agree with them. And it's that mechanism of attitude change that's provoked by civil disobedience. Now, obviously, it doesn't work all the time. And obviously, there's ways to do it better than other ways. But that's the fundamental discovery that Gandhi made and was developed by Martin Luther King and others, is this combination of disruption and respectfulness. And if we can sort of perfect that, then that encourages many more people, of course, to join these movements. And that's the plan.
Now, one of the principles, certainly here in Troy, gets talked a lot about with XR, is the concept of a regenerative culture. What does Extinction Rebellion mean by that?
Well, we've got a big problem, haven't we, that in political movements, they tend to attract people that are very judgmental. And there's very good reasons to be judgmental, because a lot of people are doing crap stuff and they need to know about it. So you sort of tends to attract people that are very passionate about their politics. And there's absolutely nothing wrong about that in itself. However, the fact of the matter is, create a culture, or a default political culture, you will put off many, many people that actually will join you. Because most people don't enjoy sitting in an environment where they're being judged and being told they're not as good as they should be. So regenerative culture is really about, again, in many ways, like Extinction Rebellion started with a blank sheet of paper and said, you know, how do we get a social movement to develop where people treat each other decently, at least most of the time? And the regenerative culture is basically a whole menu of different practices, techniques, and philosophies which enable people to respect each other and their differences. Now, that doesn't mean like anything goes, right? You know, obviously there's certain behaviors that are unacceptable and people need to be asked to leave and what have you. But that's quite different from treating people badly. And the main idea, I suppose, around regenerative culture, as far as I'm concerned, is about creating a welcoming atmosphere. So I'll say concretely what this means. You know, when you have a meeting and people walk in and haven't been there before, they need to be welcomed face to face, you know, someone talks to them. You want to like get people split up into in small groups. You want people to talk about their journey, you know, on the climate change issue. You want people to talk about their kids and whatever. You want to enable people to follow their enthusiasms, the whole sort of gambit of things that social psychology has shown over the last 10 or 20 years through research, that this is basically how people like join groups. It's all about sociability, not around politics as such. So that's what, you know, we've created with varying degrees of success, of course. But I think for many people, Extinction Rebellion, this is a big change, you know, to come into an environment where you're respected through for who you are from the get-go. And that's the big challenge for us.
We're talking with Roger Hallam, who is co-founder of Extinction Rebellion. He'll be speaking at the Sanctuary for Independent Media on Tuesday, March 3rd at 7 p.m. We have about a little less than 3 minutes left. One issue that's created some discussion locally has been the issue of how does, you know, should Extinction Rebellion perhaps focus a little bit more on the issue that it's low-income people and people of color who are the ones who are the principal victims of climate change, and therefore we need to, you know, stress environmental justice a little bit more. Has that been an issue in UK, for instance?
Yeah, and it's central to the Extinction Rebellion message that we need to have a equitable solution to the climate crisis. But the fundamental point here that I want to communicate to people is you're not going to help anyone, whether it's people of color or marginalized communities or whatever, unless there's actually political change. And we've developed a political culture over the last 30 years where we've sort of substituted sort of slogans and statements and positions for actual action. And obviously, slogans and positions are very important. But at the end of the day, what changes things for the better for poorer people and people that are subject to injustice is civil disobedience, i.e. direct action. And that's what we need to focus on in terms of our organizational sort of focus. So that's my response, really.
So we've been talking with Roger Hallam. His new book is Common Sense for the 21st Century. Only Nonviolent Rebellion Can Now Stop Climate Breakdown and Social Collapse. Tuesday, March 3rd, 7 p.m. at the Sanctuary. Roger, if people want more information about Extinction Rebellion or about your book, how can they get that?
Well, you can get the book in bookshops around America, or it's available online, or it's available via my website, Roger Hallam. So just look that up, and I'll have some with me, hopefully. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Roger. This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.